I'm Jasmine Durson, WRPR News. Divorce accounts for 50% of current-day marriages in the United States. Along with the financial stress and emotional turmoil it endures on the couple, it also affects their children who witness their parents struggle with separation.
My mom. She's the only one I really saw crying because my dad was never around.
Samantha Moore, a 23-year-old student of Montclair University, witnessed her parents' breakup in elementary school. Maintaining a relationship with both parents wasn't easy for her, considering her father moved out and cut ties with her family. You can see that it frustrates her. In the crowded Topps Diner in Newark, New Jersey, where the lunchtime chatter echoes throughout the restaurant, she looks lonely as she reflects on her relationship with her father.
My dad was my soccer coach, so I was with him all the time. And then I found out he wasn't going to be around anymore. But then it was for the best, so it's fine now.
That's what led up to, specifically, where, like, they wouldn't work out stuff. They would always have little disagreements. They couldn't live together.
Jason Engel, however, was able to keep healthy ties with both parents, despite the fact that early in the divorce, both parents made him feel guilty for talking to the other. The 21-year-old Ramapo College student has to keep a balance in pleasing both parents.
It's kind of like pleasing two totally different people. I have to refrain from agreeing with my dad when he talks bad about my mom, and I have to just agree with my mom when she says I'm like my dad and I'm kind of stupid sometimes.
The effect of divorces has impacted them in similar ways when it comes to romance.
Do you find yourself hesitant to pursue relationships in general?
Yes, because now I do not trust anybody.
What are your views on romantic relationships?
I guess you have to give everyone a chance because not everyone's the same. But that's the hardest thing to do.
Has the divorce impacted your views on romantic relationships?
Absolutely. It's kind of like if I kind of see what maybe my mother and father had, I just kind of deter myself away or refrain from talking to someone. How do you know when love is and when to marry? That's what I'm confused about.
The bottom line is, both parties don't want to have their own romantic relationships end in the way their parents did.
What would you do differently than what your parents did in their relationship?
Spend time together. You always have to make time for your family and talk about things. I feel like they never talked. Communication is key.
Understanding each other, a lot of communication, a lot of trust. I mean, that goes without saying. An agreement in simple things, you know, how to raise your kids the same. I never want to get in an argument where it's he's your son and not my son, you know. I'm never going to say to the kids, oh, you're just like your father.
I'm Jasmine Durson, WRPR News.